Blog Talk Radio.
Humanoids, Mark Allen Frost here with the Sith Frequency. This is an internet radio show in which the non-physical author and educator known as Seth discusses the theory of reality creation that he has presented in his books. We encourage you to go to the website sethreturns.com, write that down, and order a few books or a phone session. Your support helps us keep this project afloat. And why not go to the Facebook and Twitter pages through the links on our website and follow and friend us? If you are not on the newsletter list, follow that link on our website to sign up. We often offer sales and freebies in our newsletter. The date, November 7th, 2020. The episode title, Intent and Divine Will. The will is potentiated through ongoing contact and communication with beings of light. And now, Seth. The weather. Now, we are experiencing cooling temperatures here, drastically cooling. We enjoy that for the fire danger subsides, and we are anticipating rainfall in a few days. Now, the subject at hand, intent and divine will. The will is potentiated through ongoing contact and communication with beings of light. Let's unpack that. Beings of light. The non-physical beings, we also call them. The gods and goddesses, denizens of the mythologies and pantheons of history. You know what I'm talking about here, I believe. Who are you talking to when you're asking for divine help or assistance? With health matter, instant manifestation. Who are you communicating with when you're attempting to create a spontaneous healing in your body? I would suggest you're using your intent. that we also call the divine will, to make a connection with a non-physical being, a being of light, with whom you were previously associated. So this is a relationship we're talking about here that you've established, ideally over time. And you make these relationships and continue relationships with the divine in the same way that you make and continue relationships with a human being. Or for that matter, an animal, a pet, you say. You introduce yourself. You ask for contact in a light trance state, either contact with a specific being of light that you know or have read about, or perhaps you generally put the word out. You're looking for contact and communication. And then it happens, and you are elevated. Your frequency rises dramatically. You're filled with ecstasy. That's what happens when you use your intent, your divine will, to connect with your higher centers of awareness. Another phrase we use. Now, as you continue your pursuit of the divine, looking for higher consciousness, you meet these non-physical beings. You create relationships with them, plural. Most of you have several, some many beings of light in your, what we call the entourage, your spiritual entourage, and you use the energy, the assistance of these beings of light in your awakening project, in your attempt to be a virtuous person, for example, in your attempt to create abundance, for example, in your attempt to heal your malady, you create your entourage and assign, in a sense, duties to them. That sort of correlate with their energies, their assets that you've read about. And then in this, what we call the personalization process, from this god or goddess, let's say, that you've read about in literature, that you've studied, that you've worshipped, you create a distinct, personalized vision of that particular being of light, unlike any other personalization. It includes your intent, your divine input, you see? So this entourage that you develop through use of your intent, your divine will, becomes empowered, cohesive. It begins to be a type of construct on which you can depend for assistance over time. Now, yes, it is true, some people use their divine will, their intent, to spontaneously heal themselves without cultivating these relationships. That happens. Accidental visionaries, I call them. They are desperate, and so they need immediate action. And sometimes they get it. But the more secure way to go about this is to cultivate these relationships over time. Now, quite usually, it begins for the student with research into the mythologies of humanity, the pantheons of history. You are often pulled to look up a name, let's say, in the encyclopedia, a particular energy being, being of light, god, goddess, elemental, and so on. In a sense, you're creating that circuit where, in fact, you are looking for it. It is looking for you to establish another relationship. So that if you're attracted to the ancient Egyptian pantheon, there's a high likelihood that you have experienced a lifetime, let's say, in that era. And now, in your current time frame, you're enjoying a return to divine contact with these beings. Obviously, to learn different lessons in this life of yours. Now, I'm going to spend the rest of this time with a little voyage. Obviously, if you're driving, do not focus on this little exercise. But if you're secure and safe, free from harm, allow yourself to relax. This is a remembering exercise. We're taking it for granted that you're already associated with some of these beings of light in some of your lives. And if that's the case, they will be on the fringe of your consciousness, waiting to rekindle the relationship. Now, let's assume that that's true. Consider the pull to the mythologies of the world that you've read about, heard about, studied, and see what comes up. It appears on the inner screen as a vision, let's say, perhaps indistinct. If that is so, create clarity in this vision and add needed details. Now, you could be experiencing that currently. I want you to take a mental snapshot of that image that you're experiencing currently, and you will have photographic recall. And this is a brief exercise. I'm going to ask that you come to surface awareness at this time, and we will continue this exploration of consciousness next time.